This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's daily devotional. Today, we're at part 16 of Knowing Jesus. And I say this every time, it is so important that we really get to know who the Lord Jesus is. We've looked at a series titled The Father Heart of God for the same reason. But knowing Jesus, we are today at part 16. 1 Peter and the third chapter and verse 18 says this: Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned. But he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. Jump forward now to chapter 4 and verse 1. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had, and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. How powerful is that? When we go through all sorts of suffering, when we go through all sorts of problems, we know God is there. We know He is there. Look what it says in verse 18 of the third chapter. Christ suffered for our sins once and for all time. He never sinned, but He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical pain, physical death, when He was raised to life, but He was raised to life in the Spirit. Beloved, know this. When you're going through all sorts of spiritual attacks, and we all do, constantly. We're under spiritual attack all the time, and this is a badge. I believe this is a badge, because if we're under spiritual attack, it means that Satan doesn't like us. It means that he's trying to put a stop to what we are doing. I said this on yesterday's broadcast. I have to be in Scotland at the weekend. I've got two important meetings that I am going to be preaching at. One on Sunday morning and one on Sunday evening. And even there, Satan tried to put a stop to my trip. The other day when I checked my boarding card, I'd already checked in online. I found out that on Friday, I was flying from Glasgow to London. And on Monday, I was flying from London to Glasgow. It's exactly the opposite way around I need to go. And so therefore, I had to contact the airline, and it was long and drawn out, and my goodness gracious me, was it a problem. You see, that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to put steps in your way. Because my first thought was, oh, I'll cancel the flight and I won't bother. I'll see if I can go the following weekend. That's the point. In my head was, I won't bother going. I'm sure they can do without me. I won't bother going. But to be able to go took a long time and a lot of aggravation and a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Negotiation, if you will. You see, spiritual attacks happen all the time. Sometimes we don't recognize them as spiritual attacks. But also know this. When you're under a spiritual attack, and this is important that you know this, When you're under a spiritual attack, do you know that Satan has to go to Almighty God and ask permission? Look what Satan did with Job. Look what the Lord said to Peter. Satan has sifted you like wheat. It's really important, beloved, that we know this, that God Almighty Himself has to allow it. And therefore, if God is allowing it, there must be something beneficial at the end of it. Are you getting this? There must be a blessing that is coming at the end of it. There must be something that is going to happen in your life to change your life because of this attack. And that's when we glorify God. And that is why I believe that James, the brother of Jesus, said in chapter 1 and verse 2 of his book, "Consider it pure joy when you go through trials of many kinds." Because James already knew that. James already knew that there was a reason to it. God Almighty is not going to let His child be attacked unless there's a reason. Just think about it for a second. Think about how logically it is. How it is logical, that's the word I want to say. Think how it is logical. There's the father looking at his child, for you are his child. You are his beloved child, and he loves you so, so much. Think about how the father feels when you are sinning, when you are doing wrong, when you're not turning to him to ask for forgiveness. Think about the father, how he feels when he allows an attack from Satan. And think about the father when he realizes that's the way to get your attention, that is the way to bring you back to him, that is the way for you to turn your head face upwards, looking at God Almighty and saying, "Lord, forgive me, help me from this, help me from this pain." Chapter 4 of 1 Peter and verse 1 says this, "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain," watch, "you must arm yourself with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too." The point I'm trying to make is, are you willing to suffer? He goes on, "For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." If you are prepared to suffer for Almighty God, it shows the Father that as far as you're concerned, you have finished completely with sin. You want to turn away from it. You don't want to do it anymore. That sin that you keep on doing over and over and over and over and over again, you know it's wrong, but you still continue to do it. Why? Because you haven't understood. You haven't got it. You haven't realized that we must have the same attitude that Jesus had. And we must be ready to suffer as well. The word says, "For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do only the will of God. You see, do you get that? Do you hear what Peter is saying? Oftentimes we'll go to church on Sunday. Oftentimes we'll worship. Oftentimes we'll pray. And we will give God what we think is the amount of attention God wants. But what we do in the rest of our time is we continue to chase our own desires. We continue to look for that which we want to do, whatever it be. Perhaps you've got a high-powered job. Perhaps you're being paid a lot of money. And at the end of the day, in your heart of hearts, you know something. You know that God wants you to quit. He wants you to give it up. He wants you to turn your attention to Him and do something for Him that you won't be paid millions of pounds for or millions of dollars. Perhaps there's a lifestyle that you need to quit. You need to give up because it's not glorifying to God. Perhaps you need to know that God is there for you, whatever you are doing. And as you sin, He still loves you. As I sin, He still loves me, and that love doesn't stop. But now and again in my life, I've found this. As I continue to chase my own desires, then God will do something that stops me in my tracks, and I think, hang on a minute, I can't get through this on my own. I can't figure this one out at all. I've got to turn to God. I've got to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What is it that you want from me, Father? I'm prepared to do it, even if it means suffering. And that is what Peter is saying to us today. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you've finished with sin. A long, long time ago now, many, many years ago, I was in a legal situation. And I'd been to court, and I'd done nothing wrong. Really, I had done nothing wrong. I had not done anything wrong except tick a box in a form. It was a government form, and I ticked this box, erroneously, if you will. But I ticked this box. And the judge had said to me, we're considering a custodial sentence. And I thought, whoa. And I had a month to think about it and pray about it. And the night before I was due to go to court the next day, I remember this. I was praying and praying and praying, and the Lord Jesus said to me very clearly, are you not prepared to go to prison for me? And I suddenly realized, yes, Lord, I am prepared to go to prison for you. The next day in court, I was found guilty of a misdemeanor, and the judge said to me, I wish you hadn't have said you were guilty, because if you hadn't, you would have been getting off today. But because you said you were guilty, I'm going to fine you £50, which is nothing. And I was advised to say I was guilty by my lawyer. Although the judge was saying to me, from what I can see, you weren't guilty at all, but you said you were guilty. And so therefore I have to do something, a £50 fine. Beloved, know this. When you say you are prepared to suffer for Christ, I believe there will be a tremendous change in your attitude toward Him. There will be an amazing change in your life, in your complete life, because you said you are prepared to suffer for Him. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today. Lord, I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. Teach us, Lord, through your word. Teach us, Father, that you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the first, and you are the last, and you are the only God. For there is none like you. I pray in Jesus' name that all those who are listening to this word be mightily blessed and take in what has been said. For there will be lives that will be changed because of this. I pray in Jesus' name.